The passionate and controversial writer Susan Sontag died today at the age of 71. Sontag was the author of 17 books and was considered one of America's leading intellectuals. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
Sontag was born in New York in 1933 and survived a troubled childhood. But she was a precocious little girl who read at age 3. She once remembered contemplating her collection of books as a girl of 8 or 9. "It was like looking at my 50 friends," she said. At 16, Sontag went to the University of Chicago. It was there that she met instructor Philip Reif and 10 days later married him. At age 19, she had a son, David, now a writer. Sontag's marriage ended in 1959. Sontag was 26 when she moved to New York and started teaching. She also started writing for the Partisan Review. David Remnick is editor of The New Yorker, a magazine that has also published Sontag's works.
What was interesting about her as a young woman is that she wrote essays about artists and intellectuals that most Americans had not heard of yet, including Jean-Luc Godard, the filmmaker, Michelangelo Antonioni, the filmmaker, and many other thinkers.
Remnick says Sontag was influential as a thinker, but also as a public figure.
In our still somewhat sexist world, there always has to be a dominant female intellectual. And for many years, Mary McCarthy was it. And after that, Susan Sontag became that singular thinker and writer and essayist.
Jonathan Galassi is president of Ferrer, Strauss & Giroux, which published Sontag's books.
She stood for a total examination of everything that went into an artwork. She wanted to find out for herself what was behind things. The truth, getting to the truth, I would say, is what she's really all about.
In 1976, the 43-year-old Sontag was diagnosed with cancer. She fought the disease, and it became the inspiration for the influential essay, Illness as Metaphor, in which she argued that society often blames those who are sick for bringing their troubles on themselves. Sontag talked about that idea in a 1989 interview about another book, AIDS and Its Metaphors.
It's a terrible thing to have a disease that can kill you, and to feel that your disease is synonymous with evil and it has to be extirpated, it has to be cut out.
The New Yorker's Remnick says it was hardly surprising that Sontag would weigh in on AIDS. Speaking out on issues of the day had long been a part of her appeal.
She had a sense of public style and pronouncement and politics. You know, she made sure to have her voice heard when it came to Vietnam, when it came to the Cuban Revolution.
In fact, Remnick says Sontag inspired many angry letters with an essay that she wrote soon after the September 11th attacks. While she expressed a sense of mourning, she said the attackers were not cowards.
Even I found her tone, you know, very difficult to take because of the timing of it. But I thought it was certainly a powerful point of view, and we published it.
Last March, Sontag was diagnosed with leukemia, a condition that apparently resulted from the chemotherapy she had undergone years earlier. Galassi says Sontag brought her usual passion to this new fight against cancer.
That was one of the most impressive things about her, was how much she believed in life, how much she wanted to live.
In a statement, author Salman Rushdie called Sontag a great literary artist, a fearless and original thinker, ever valiant for truth, and an indefatigable ally in many struggles. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.